读经文是记载在《路加福音》第十六章第十九节到第二十六节，《路加福音》第十六章第十九节到第二十六节是讲到呢，乞丐、拉撒路同埋财主，他们死了之后走咗去哪度？我想请会众呢一阵帮我读第二十三节到第二十四节，那是财主。好，我开始读下。有一个财主身穿紫色袍和细麻衣，天天奢华宴乐，又有一个乞丐名叫拉撒路，满身屎疮，被人放在财主门口，想得财主桌子上掉下来的零碎充饥，并且有狗来舔他的疮。后来乞丐死了，被天使送到亚伯拉罕的怀里，那财主也死了并且埋葬了。咁阿伯拉罕就讲咯，孩子，你应该回想你生前享过福，同样拉撒路受过苦，现在他在这里得安慰，你却要受苦。不但这样，我们与你们之间有深渊隔开，人想从这边过到你们那里是不可能的，从那边过到我们这边也是不可能的。今日讲到的是我们主任牧师罗牧师。
唔该，咪咪。最近呢出戏咧 ，Coco 中名咗咧《玩转极乐园》，有冇人睇过噶？有啊。啊！啱啱攞咗咧奥斯卡最佳动画奖，咁啊，一个真系好嘅电影啦。但系当然狗就好少讲，因为咧发觉呢出戏同圣经讲嘅嘢有啲即系啊唔系好同啦。即系其实好唔同嘅，因为佢都戏嘅背景攞咧墨西哥嘅出名嘅亡灵节嚟到去讲。话说咧，每年嗰日咧就会咧嗰啲亡魂就会翻去阳间探佢嘅家人。咁啊，家人咧，如果你有幅相。有啲相嘅話咧，咁佢哋會啊，會好欣賞，同埋有啲嘢祭祀佢嘅話咧，喺陰間覺得會好快活。咁咧，當然呢出戲即係同聖經講嘅內容，或者聖經講嘅陰間，或者死人之後死咗之後嘅觀念咧，有啲唔同啦。但值得咧去睇嘅，點解睇緣故咧？正如今年我定嘅目標係咩啊？希望同人去探討信仰嘛。呢出戲咧可以一好嘅機會，好嘅 platform 嚟到咧，可以同人探討人生，就去探討咧人生離世之後咧會去邊。呢出喺美國咧相當收得，因為好多人咧其實好多人研究，特別係即係美國人啦嚇，對人死之後咧去邊咧，其實都好模糊嘅。另外呢出戲就提到咧，即係同我中國人都好似嘅觀念，就係講到咧，即係人有靈魂嘅喎，靈魂又不滅嘅喎，咁啊人同而家陽間嘅人同陰間嘅靈魂有冇可以溝通咧？咁樣同埋咧，如果啲戲有機會同小朋友睇，其實仲好嘅。即係特別同小朋友探討死亡嘅問題咧，其實唔知點講。其實特別咧，我哋即係身邊都會有人親人或者朋友都會離世，小朋友唔多唔少都會面對探討或者都會遇到死亡呢個嘅題目。有時唔識點同佢講，呢出係一個好嘅機會同佢探討死亡。探讨特别中国人讲嘅慎终追远嘅观念咧，都系好适合去倾。我哋谂下牧师，即系又讲死人啊咁样，咁啊，我你因为牧师谂住我即系去得安息礼拜多个婚礼啦，真系真嘅。不过咧，就算我唔系牧师嘅话咧，我都有家人系咪？我爸爸啦，系嘛？我嘅舅父啦，好多亲人咧，或者我朋友，都呢几年之间咧都离世。有啲系工业意外啦，有啲系病死啦，有啲系癌症啦。好多有啲个朋友，甚至乎咧后生嘅我嘅，唔食烟都会生 cancer， 都会肺癌。所以咧，唔系净系牧师要面对啲问题，我相信弟兄姊妹都系喺你朋友当中，喺你嘅识嘅人当中，唔多唔少 都会咧谂过探讨，特别要都要面对呢、这个即系人生会有一死一别，甚至乎死咗会去边呢个嘅思考，呢、这个挣扎，甚至乎呢个嘅啊讨论。今日讲嘅题目，咁啊固然同圣经去讲啦咁样，但系咧都讲呢题目嘅时候，不多或多或少都要有几个重要字眼啦，我哋都谂过、听过，甚至乎今日都要讲嘅。举例啊，阴间啦，系嘛，或者系对唔住，应该系打错字，应该 hell 应该地狱啊，阴间啊，地狱、炼狱，同埋咧居间之间啊 ，hell 应该系地狱，唔知点解咧，我可能瞓少个钟打错中文啊，唔好意思啊，咁啊，可能你都系咁啊，呢啲题目都要咧，都要面对，特别咧。在教育当中成日讲到阴间这个观念，你知道在新约当中我成日讲地狱的嘛，但教育里面多数讲阴间，教育里面讲阴间多数会提到人死了去的地方，其中对当中的描述虽然不是很详细，但个观念都很清楚的，就是什么，就是灵魂分别嘛，人除了肉身之外我有灵魂的，这个灵魂是不会随着人离世就会消失的，灵魂分别一个很清楚的观念，那人离世之后个灵魂会去边咧？咁样教育当中咧，多数会用咧阴间呢个字去描述。就算咧系即系好敬虔嘅伟人、敬虔嘅属灵人，佢都去阴间嘅。经文举例啊，喺创世纪37:35咁讲，他所有嘅儿女都起来安慰他。当然呢个系即系约瑟啦，咁样他却不肯接受他们的安慰，说：我要卑卑哀地下到阴间，到我儿子那里去。约瑟嘅父亲就为他哀哭，咁样。他都相信呢，即是人要去阴间的地方。阴间那里还有未算，还有提到呢，似乎一个不能呢逃脱 的地方，没得避的。在这个诗篇89:48那里有这样的描述。哪个人能长活不死，能够自己的性命脱离阴间的权势呢，这样。The power 提到呢，似乎呢，即是似乎人离世去的地方走不掉的。条阴间俾人题目就系好似咧，你一定要去嘅地方。另外，以赛亚书提到咧，神对佢百姓嘅审判或者嗰个嘅刑罚之一系提到阴间喎。喺以赛亚书5:14经文咁讲，故此阴间扩张他的咽喉，张大他的口，没有限量。耶路撒冷城嘅荣耀、群众圈养的人和城中作乐的人都要下到阴间，包括神的子民都要。你都看到好像比较咧，好像少负面的感觉。未算，还有咧喺箴言更加提到咧同啲邪恶妓女有关的，提到咧箴言7:27，佢话咧他的家是通往阴间的路，是下到死亡的攻防。如果根据咧希伯来文嗰个平衡对偶嘅话咧，佢将阴间同埋死亡嘅攻防咧平衡对照，似乎都唔系啲好嘢啊！对教育嚟讲，能落到阴间咧，当然唔系好清楚系咩啦，但系似乎咧都唔系咁正面嘅居多。阴间其实喺边度咧？如果根据约伯记去睇嘅话咧，当然约伯记系个即系智慧文学啦，系咪需要按字面去睇咧？固然有一争论，但系咧都值得去谂下喺教育当中咧，佢点睇阴间呢个地方？约伯记25:5-6，佢话阴魂和在水中居住的都在水下痛苦不堪，阴间在神面前赤露躺开，灭亡之处也没有遮盖。固然啦，睇到阴间即系神系知道嘅，睇到咧系在水中或在水下，似乎喺希伯来嘅世界观当中咧，阴间喺下边，亦都喺水下边嚟嘅。另外咧，喺7:9都系约伯记咁讲，佢话咧云彩怎样消散逝去，照样人下阴间也不再上来。固然啦，提到喺下边咧，更加提到咧，好似咧啲嘢拦咗佢，翻唔到嚟阳间嘅，呢啲系旧约当中咧俾我一啲嘅观念。咁另外都会谂下，啲人喺阴间有咩做咧？咁样咁啊，诗篇咧同埋传道书都有少少提到咧，人喺阴间一啲嘅嘅存在，一啲嘅可能会做嘅嘢，其实冇嘢做嘅。咁咧就诗篇31:17提到佢话咧，求你使恶人羞愧，使他们在阴间静寂无声，冇嘢讲。传道书9:10，凡是你手所作的，都当咧尽力去作，因为在你所要去的阴间里，既没有工作，没有筹谋，没有知识，也没有智慧。简单嚟讲，落到阴间冇嘢做嘅，有做趁而家好做啦，咁样。但当然所有呢啲约伯记啊、诗篇啊、箴言啊、传道书都系智慧文学嚟嘅，系咪需要咧按字面去解咧？咁样系咪一定阴间一定系咁咧？咁样呢个系有唔同嘅讨论，但值得去谂下啊。透过唔同嘅经文当中咧， 似乎即系旧约嘅人物、旧约嘅记载当中对阴间有记载，但系似乎咧都唔系好清楚阴间即究竟喺嗰度有咩做咧？喂，喺咩地方咧？咁落到点样咧？咁样有冇得可以走出翻嚟嘅咧？跟住会点咧？咁样有讲，似乎又唔系好清楚，因为全部都系智慧文学用啲诗歌技巧去表达。所以自己新约当中咧，新约时候提到地狱咧，将个观念再一次咧可以讲得清楚啲啦。特别咧喺新约当中，透过耶稣基督嘅钉十字架救恩嘅成就咧，跟住咧对地狱咧就会讲清楚啲，让人有个嘅清晰嘅选择。特别咧喺神学家奥古斯丁咧，特别咧去将呢个地狱嘅观念咧更加咧讲解得清楚，让人咧似乎啊对地狱咧嗰个认识嗰个嘅教导咧更加咧即系可以特别咧去明白。特别去提到咧，佢话天堂就是一个好得无比地方，地狱相对嚟讲一个苦得无比的地方，苦得无比的地方。今日讲嘅经文咧，我哋读嘅路加福音十六章都有少少咧提到喺地狱当中咧。人似乎面对嗰个痛苦，举例提到23节同埋24节，咁咧就财主喺阴间，咁啊受痛苦，举目望见咧亚伯拉罕和他华女拉撒路，提到咧佢话，即系我在这里咧火焰非常痛苦，痛苦有两个层面。24节提到咧，哇啲火好劲啊，烧到好咧肉，当然感觉到咧火嘅痛苦啦，系嘛？另一个咧，我相信另一个痛苦就系咩咧？系佢望见啊嘛。人对痛苦其实是一个嘅相对同埋比较嚟嘅，好多人研究痛苦就系比较。其实原本你唔痛苦嘅，举例你有新屋有新车，你唔痛苦嘅。但当你望到隔篱屋，间屋大过你，架车靓过你，仔女乖过你，又健康过你 ，fit 过你嘅时候咧，你开始唔开心啦。比较，比较真系嘅，点解唔开心啊？因为有比较咯，比较咗，所以我唔开心。原本好开心嘅，系嘛？一比较，哎呀，眼红人哋，开始唔开心。地狱里面除了有火烧之外，简提到咧，即系最痛苦就系望到有人喺度叹紧，系嘛？另一个痛苦，你受紧苦，望到嗰啲人，你觉得差过你嘅人，或者你以为啦，佢痛苦啊喺度即系享受咁样，呢另一个痛苦。另一个痛苦系咩咧？绝望。喺启示录20章14到15节，佢咁讲：死亡和阴间也被抛在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次嘅死。凡是名字没有记在生命册上的，他就抛在火湖里。哇！你提到咧 ，lake of fire 个火湖咧，提到咦，连即系耶稣翻嚟嘅时候咧，再次降临嘅时候，死亡同阴间都冇埋，即系简单嚟讲，冇提示机会嘅，即系连你种死都冇得死啊！死亡阴间都冇埋，只有喺火湖里边系你即系永远嗰个居处，即系明唔明？冇下一层噶啦，连阴间死亡都冇埋，简单嚟讲，你种自杀都冇。死多次都冇机会，系嘛？阴间死亡都冇，只有火湖啫。呢除咗系绝望之外咧，提到系另一个咧，都系类似嘅观念，就系咧永不止息嘅痛苦啊！启示录20章10节，那迷惑他们的魔鬼被抛在硫磺嘅火湖里，就是兽和假先知所在地方，他们必昼夜受痛苦，直到永永远远，系嘛？有人话咧，我哋人即系、就是、我思故我在，如果地狱当中就系我痛苦故我在，唯一可以做嘅就系痛苦。所以是一个绝望，一个咧永不休止的痛苦，几可怕系嘛？讲到呢度咧，除了阴间地狱之外咧，我需要讲第三个紧要字眼，就系、是、咧就系炼狱啦。炼狱，相信如果你系天主教学校长大啊，或者天主教教会嘅背景啊咁样，你一定听过啲字眼。炼狱，炼狱系乜嘢咧？就喺天堂同地狱中间，中间呢一层叫炼狱啦，唔系炼肌肉嗰啲炼狱，系有火字个火，系锻炼嘅。因为啲人咧，即系认当时教认为啲人唔够圣洁，所以咧喺直上天堂之前咧，总系停一停，俾火烧一烧，等佢啲生命去割洁净咗咧，先咧再上呢个天堂。点解会有咁嘅观念咧？当然咧，其实好理性，好合理嘅。当时当教会受逼迫嘅时候，好多爱主嘅门徒、爱主嘅使徒为耶稣抛头颅、洒热血，受尽极大痛苦。但有啲人咧系咩啊？隐藏啊嘛，卧底啊，系嘛？无间道基督徒，求其基督徒，唔侍奉基督徒，乜都唔做基督徒，最尾大家都死咗，一齐都上天堂咁样。当时啲人讨论话：，哇唔抵喎，系嘛？嗰啲爱主嘅，哇话耶稣钉十字架嗰啲斩头嗰啲，都系上天堂。嗰啲求其 hea 住做嗰啲，又上天堂，有冇搞错啊？咁样唔公道，所以咧要加层咧炼狱咧，俾火烧坏佢哋，以至咧个生命咧可以洁净。咁當然啦，都係咧係 都有啲渠道可以快啲嘅咁样，譬如举例你向玛利亚、向圣人祈祷啊，咁将啲佢啲功德咧就淡啲俾佢，咁喺火中烧短啲时间，咁就可以早啲上天堂啦咁样。咁有咁嘅观念。但今日我哋咧去到即系我哋门罗弟兄会啦，或者新教啦，我哋叫做啦吓，都我哋都唔同意嘅。其中咧唔系因为唔中意观念啊，即系人嘅理性上好合理嘅。不过咧更加重要就系有两个好紧要嘅观念，我哋反对系咩咧？第一个系咩？喺呢个观念当中，其实佢将人分为两等，平信徒同埋咧神职人员，认为咧嗰啲啊教宗啊啊嗰啲嘅牧师啊嗰啲神父啊都系神职人员咧。我哋啲系咩啊？呢民平信徒，佢哋可以直升，我哋咧就唔够咁熟灵，所以俾火烧一阵咁样。将人分为两等，嗰啲圣徒啊，嗰啲就可以直升嘅，系嘛？其他啲唔系圣徒咧，俾火烧啦，烧几耐，睇下你积几多功德啦，睇下有冇人为你祈祷啦，睇下有冇即系可以揾到啲啊圣母玛利亚弹啲功德俾你，可以烧少阵啦咁样。人分几等咯？如果你系圣徒，咪唔使烧咯。你平信徒烧一阵啦，烧几耐就个个唔同啦咁样。人系咪可以咁分咧？嗱，呢个好紧要。人系咪咁分咧？当去到我宗教改革，我深信咧，圣徒皆祭司，牧师同你一样嘅啫，大家都系喺神面前平等嘅，就牧师冇直升，大家都系一齐咧去经历上帝恩典。特别咧提到咧好紧要嘅观念，我哋唯独恩典同埋唯独信心得救嘛。你同我冇分别嘅，大家都喺神面前都系罪人，都系信耶稣嘅时候，你同我都系神嘅儿女。大家都靠住同一恩典，就叫信心去领受，都系得救，唔系靠住咧行为得救。举例啊，你谂下圣经当中咧有唔同经文都好强调呢一点，所以唔系净系我教中唔中意咁简单，而系圣经好多经文咧点去睇呢样嘢。喺罗马书九章十四到十六节，佢话咧，既是这样，我们可以说什么呢？神不公平吗？绝对不会，因为他对摩西说：我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，我要恩待谁就恩待谁。这样看来，既不是出于人意，也不是由于人的行为，只在于那怜悯人的神。经文强调是什么？出于上帝嘛。甚至刚才我们读的经文，路加福音十六章拉撒路和财主比喻，就在圣经里面呢都没有提过，明显提过财主犯什么罪，有没有留意？咁列出财主犯咗以下十大罪名，所以落地狱咁样，冇提，冇明显提。拉撒路做咩功德啊？都冇提，咁留意啊。唔系拉撒路咧，每日做好多善事啊，凑够十件善事，所以上天堂啊。圣经冇讲过，冇明显讲过财主犯咩罪，又同样冇明显讲过拉撒路做过咩好嘢，有冇留意啊？耶稣讲比喻都唔系同人嘅行为有关嘅。另外咧，睇埋另一段经文啦。头先我哋咧读嘅时候，攞嚟认罪嘅祷文经文提到咧，喂，我哋死在过犯中啊嘛，因为靠神恩典去得救嘅。读多次好嘛？以弗所书二章八至十节，你们得救是靠着恩典，藉着信心，这不是出于自己，而是神所赐的；也也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是神所作成的。是在基督耶稣里创造的，睇好清楚啦，系嘛 ？By grace through faith 系嘛？藉着恩典系嘛？靠恩典，藉信心啊，同埋个咩啊？神所赐噶嘛，唔系靠人行为咧赚翻嚟嘅。呢个咧我都讲过好多次啦，不过再次提醒翻，点我哋咧唔认为炼狱观念系啱噶？因为点啊？从我得救，我都唔系靠自己啊。另外，罗马书三章27-28节，一齐读啊嘛。这样有什么可夸的呢？没有可夸的了。凭什么准则说没有的呢？凭行为吗？不是的，而是以信心为准则说的。因为我们认定人称义是由于信，并不是靠行律法咁样。提到 by the law of faith 系嘛？提到真系嘅，唔系我做啲咩好嘢可以配上天堂，亦都唔系咧我做啲咩唔好做唔到乜嘢，所以落地狱。真系噶，你谂下，我有时咁嘅观念咧，我都唔系即系好清楚嘅。有时谂下，哎呀。我咪上天堂啊！谂下，哎呀，我信得唔够好喎，系嘛？我基督徒好多嘢未做喎，所以都唔好洗礼啦。咁样，我信得又冇边个咁属灵，我都系咧，都未必得救噶。咁样，有时我哋都唔清楚嘅话咧，俾自己个声音咧盖过咗神嘅声音。所以罗马书喂透过唔同经文咧，多次反复话俾你听，唔系啊，唔系靠你做啲乜嘢或者做唔到啲乜嘢，决定你系上定落，一切都系咧用信心领受基督耶稣呢个救恩呢个恩典。 睇多节好吗？罗马书八章三十一到三十五节，一起读。既是这样，我们对这一切还有什么话说呢？神若这样为我们，谁能敌对我们呢？他连自己的儿子都舍得为我们众人把他交出来，难道不也把万有和他一同白白地赐给我们吗？谁能控告神拣选的人呢？有神称我们为义了。谁能定我们的罪呢？有基督耶稣死了并且复活了，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？是患难吗？是困苦吗？是迫害吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？见到呢经文讲咩呀？好清楚喎，我成日认为自己唔够好，系嘛，我呢都未必上到天堂嘅咁样，系嘛。神话唔系喎，我话你得就得啦，系嘛，边个可以控告你呀？我称你为义嘛，有咩可以拦咗神对你嘅爱呀？系咪患难？系咪患病？系咪困难？系做得唔够好可以拦咗神对你嘅爱呀？神话唔系嘛，系嘛，我称神，我爱你，我称你为义，我为你祈祷，冇嘢可以拦咗神对你嘅爱。当你话我藉着信心领受呢个救恩嘅时候呢，你就是上帝的儿女，神好爱你，不是为你做到什么做不到什么决定你上或定落。最尾罗马书呢五章二十节最尾经文呢都好嘅提醒，他说呢律法出现是要叫过犯增多，然而罪在哪里增多，恩典就更增多了。我喜欢最尾一节 Grace 更多更显多。我成日想想，哎呀，我们做得不够好啊，做得不够属灵咁样，我哋未必咧有资格上天堂。圣经话唔系啊，神一早知你唔系咁好啦，系嘛？更加藉着你嘅得救，显出神嘅恩典何等嘅大，唔系显出你几好，你几属灵。呢、这个咧，圣经俾我哋好特别嘅一个观念啊，系因为即系神嘅恩典多，唔系因为你做得够好。好，另外咧都要最尾要睇一个另一个好紧要嘅题目咧，或者有一个字眼要讲，叫居间之间啊。在面对这个的人死就去哪里呢，这样一越来越多的牧师都认为是真是牧师这样说，认为没有地狱的，甚至乎很多的异端都认为是没有地狱的。举例，大家很熟的敲过你门的摩门教、耶和华见证人都认为是没有地狱的。有些牧师甚至乎觉得应该是地狱是不存在的。有些牧师认为人死之后去一个的叫做居间之间，总之是瞓咗觉啦咁样，等耶稣翻嚟嘅时候咧，身体复活之后咧，我先至可以上天堂嘅。所以好多唔同理论，但圣经点讲咧咁样？圣经点讲好紧要啊？唔系我哋中意点谂啊嘛？圣经话俾我听咧，人死咗应该系直接咧与主同在，系天堂咧与神一齐嘅。圣经咁样话俾我听，耶稣亲自应许我哋，约翰福音十四章一至三节嘅话：你们心里不要难过。你们应当信神，也应当信我。在我父家里有许多的住的地方，如果没有，我怎会告诉你们我去为你们预备地方呢？我去为你们预备地方，就必定再来接你们到我那里去，好使我在那里你们也在那里。耶稣清楚讲到他预备地方接你们与主一起同在，耶稣亲自应许。还有未算，还有使徒保罗自己挣扎，都值得我们参考一下，人死之后去哪里呢？这样在腓立比书一章二十三到二十四节咁讲，保罗话：我处于两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为那是好得无比的。可是为了你们，我更需要活在世上。保罗好清楚咧，佢话咧：哎呀，真系死咗好过啦！一死咗，即刻可以咧，即刻可以与基督同在嘛。不过而家唔死得住，因为咧好挂住教会，好想继续服侍，好想咧同你哋分享神嘅话语，分享神嘅恩典。所以一死就可以即刻与基督同在啦。呢个保罗个挣扎。真是真的，他深信一死一离世即刻与神同在是最好的，好羡慕好期待那日，大家未得住这样，所以就希望继续去侍奉下去。这个保罗自己这么想，你都是这么宣讲，是吧？一离世就与主同在。另外在另一段经文，哥林多后书五章六至八节都是保罗类似的挣扎分享出去，说我们既然一向都是坦然无惧的，又知道住在身内就是与主分开，因为我们行事凭着信心，不是凭着眼见，现在还是坦然无惧，宁愿与身体分开与主同住。他将灵魂和身体离开和分开，即是住在里面分开，作为与主同在和与主分开的区间。 所以简单来讲，当灵魂离开身体的时候咧，佢话与主同在；当灵魂进出身体的时候咧，我仲与主分开。咁呢个系佢用嘅字眼咧，话俾我哋听。似乎咧，人一离世咧，我哋应该即系我哋信主嘅话咧，应该系与主同在喺天堂里边咧，一齐与神一齐去同住同在嘅。当然另一个即系值得一定要谂或者讨论嘅经文咧，就系、是、路加福音23:33-43嗰个咧，喺亦都钉十字架嘅时候咧，其中旁边嗰个嘅囚犯啊。啊！耶稣，你德国降临，求你纪念我咁样。耶稣咁答呢个囚犯，钉十字架就系断气嘅时候，咁啊就死嘅时候咧嘅囚犯就话：我实在告诉你们，今天你必定咧同我喺乐园里面了，乐园里面了。这个、呢个咧喺即系喺十字架上，佢叫宣告信耶稣嘅人咧，翻唔到教会，冇参与侍奉，冇奉献过嘅人咧，耶稣咁去应许佢：今天你必定咧。同喺乐园里边，好清楚嘅。今天一定会同我一齐。咁呢个好清楚，那个救恩系因为你信耶稣缘故啊嘛。啲囚犯一个好嘅例子，咩都做唔到，其实手脚都俾人钉住，系嘛？咩都做唔到，又冇钱，又唔可以侍奉，又唔可以翻教会，乜都做唔到。耶稣应许过，今天必定同我一齐乐园里边。不过另一个字眼你特别留意就系咩？乐园呢字 paradise。咁咧佢冇用 heaven 喎，冇用咧天堂呢字眼咯。而乐园呢字咧。全本圣经出现一次啫，就喺度。咁你会问啦，点解特别用呢个字眼，用呢个乐园咧，又唔用天堂咧？咁样咁啊，得呢度用过啫，跟住冇用过啦。其中一个解释系咩咧？根据咧《使徒信经》，大家可能都熟噶啦，话基督耶稣点啊？受死、埋葬、落阴间系嘛？跟住咧三天之后咧就会复活咁样。有可能就系、是、即系耶稣与佢同在，一齐落阴间宣道，跟住咧就翻去天堂。所以圣经冇讲呢度咧，呢个囚犯。即刻上天堂，咁有可能咧，佢与耶稣一齐同在，经历过落阴间啦，跟住咧上天堂，呢、这个都未顶。其中一个咧一个解释，但值得可以再研究一下。不过咧，好清楚就系、是、呢人只要信认信嘅话咧，耶稣话你就我同我一齐，同我一齐，好清楚嘅，亦都好肯定一个宣告。咁可能你都会忍唔住要问噶啦，哇！神咁慈爱咁样，咁点解整个地狱出嚟？即系。将人折磨咧咁样，公道啲，全本圣经都从来冇记载过神做地狱出嚟，全本圣经都冇，你揾到你揾俾我睇下啊嘛，揾唔到噶，全本圣经都冇记载神创造了地狱咁样，冇噶，冇做创造过，咁点去解释嗰个地狱嗰个存在咧咁样？咁一般嚟讲都有两个解释，第一解释系咩咧？第一解释就系，原来咧嗰个嘅。地狱是被魔鬼去居住的，所以原本不是被你住的，但到最尾基督耶稣来到新天新地的时候呢，得两个地方，一是地狱，一是新天新地，人不愿意揀上帝，就唯有呢跟魔鬼一起在地狱里面。另外这个观念就是，即神创造，经文创世记第一章讲什么？神这全是好的，是吧？神看着是好的，样样都好的，因为人的堕落，因为魔鬼的堕落，才出现了这个地狱。即神原本愿意呢，不是整地狱刻意用来对付人的。原本神做事都是好，神希望人经历神的爱，神希望人可以有神的形象样式，在地上活出神的样式，经历神的恩典。所以神原本即是他做的时候，人都是美好的，所以刻意没有提过神做地狱，亦都神做地狱出来都不是刻意来吓你，甚至乎整你很害怕这样。举例在路加福音睇到经文嘅呢个嘅比喻嘅下半节好紧要啊！新约讲咗地狱，但佢唔系攞嚟谂住吓你嘅，或者谂你知道好惊好惊咁样。希望乜嘢咧？好似呢个经文呢、这个比喻嘅下半集咁讲，路加福音16:27-31，大人说：我早啊，那么求你差遣拉撒路到我家里去，因为我有五个兄弟，他可以警告他们。免得他们也到这受苦地方来。阿伯拉罕说：他们有摩西和先知可以听从。他说：不然，我做阿伯拉罕啊，如果有人从死人中复活，到他们那里去，他们必定会悔改。阿伯拉罕说：他们如果他们不听从摩西和先知，就算一个从死人中复活的人，他们也不会接受劝告。那班的那个财主都讲得好啱啊！话哎呀，我都希望我家人唔想受苦，希望咧阿伯拉罕可唔可以咧，即系帮忙，希望我啲兄弟都唔使受苦，唔使嚟个地方啦咁样。 即好特别，佢提咗嗰个例子好好，系话啊，搵个人死人都复活过，复活咗嘅人咧，佢哋会听咁样，又唔一定嘅。耶稣讲好多嘅比喻，行神迹，佢有冇自己复活咗系嘛？都好多人唔信，好多人选择唔信，好多人选择唔悔改。耶稣话透过圣经，佢哋应该要知嘅，应该知道啦。忽然一个唔肯悔改嘅人咧，见到好多嘅证据，甚至乎见过好多嘅事迹吓，都唔一定信嘅。悔改一个心，我愿意睇到我嘅不足，睇到自己嘅败坏，我愿意咧转眼转头恳求耶稣去拯救。悔改就系原来 U turn， 知道自己行错路，愿意掉头嘅意思。原来唔系就系证据咁简单，系一个心态问题。耶稣基督喺新约里面咧讲好多嘅地狱呢个字眼啊，地狱嘅描述，其实唔好想要吓你，等你好惊，更加希望咧，因为基督嘅救恩已经成就咗啦。十字架上成就救恩好清楚啦，就更加话俾你听，你可以唔好揀地条路嘛，揀救恩，因信称义，神预备咗救恩，你可以揀嘅，唔好揀地狱条路。所以佢话俾你听，佢提咗话俾你听，但希望你唔好揀，有更好嘅路可以揀，更好嘅福音，更好嘅恩典，你可以领受。最尾另一个解释关于地狱嘅或者基督神嘅嗰个审判当中咧。一定要离唔开嘅就系最尾讲，即系神嘅公义啊！神嘅公义，启示录六章九至十节经文话，第九节我看见祭坛下边有为了神嘅道，并且为了自己所作的见证而被杀的人的灵魂，他们大声喊叫说：圣洁真实嘅主啊，你不审判住在地上的人，给我们新流血的冤，要到几时呢？咁样。即讲到地狱，一定离唔开神另一个属性。神除咗系慈爱之外，神系公义神，公义的神必执行公义审判。所以今日一定有审判嘅，神系公义神。如果神唔审判咧，先至唔公平、唔公道吓。呢世界冇公理，就因为公义神一定会执行公义审判。对好多受苦嘅人嚟讲，呢个佢嘅盼望。亦都今日。上帝未執行呢个公义审判之前呢，更加重要讲咩？希望系咩？希望不愿一人沉沦，乃愿人人悔改。佢今日希望有两个嘅实践一齐去执行啊嘛。第一个谂下，咦，我今日我自己嘅朋友有冇啲未信耶稣嘅呢？今日听完呢篇道之后，我点样有机会同佢分享人离世之后嗰两个选择呢？希望激励你可以同佢分享福音啦。第二，更加希望咧，当中我有慕道朋友，今日都系嘅。神唔希望你落地狱，神好想你经历神嘅恩典，经历神嘅赦免，经历神称你为义，经历咧做神加一份子嘅福乐。希望你唔好拣掉条路，神好想话俾你听，即系你即系同一齐喺天堂系最开心。盼望咧今日唔知你拣咩决定啊？好咯，如果啲地狱系咁恐怖嘅话，激励我哋，好咗话俾人听，可以揀恩典条路。如果今日未信耶稣，仲系慕道嘅朋友，更希望你可以揀呢条路，揀天堂条路，揀永生条路，经历神嘅赦免，经历神嘅恩典系最好嘅。好嘛，盼望咧今日嘅信息都成为你同我鼓励。嗰出戏 Coco 系嘛，嗰出诶玩转极乐园，其实好有意思。最尾要提到今日佢话透过地上嘅人，佢话咧去不住纪念嗰个离世嘅人，让嗰个人继续活喺爱当中。今日当我深信咧，我哋即系信基督耶稣系我哋救主，活喺爱当中啦。嘅透过分享福音，唔单止咧去将耶稣基督嘅能力活喺爱当中，亦透过分享福音，有希望咧更多人咧唔使落地狱，更多人咧你认识嘅人可以得着呢份嘅恩典。呢个系对外家人最好嘅礼物，最大恩情。让你分享翻，喺有机会嘅时候分享翻呢份嘅恩情，基督耶稣嘅大爱，佢嘅赦免，求主咧帮助，要使用我哋每一个。一齐，我即系低头祈祷。亲爱主，多谢你，你唔单止拯救我哋，更加话喺天堂我预备地方。虽然知道啊，天堂系最大嘅福乐，但系知道今日我罪得赦免，得称为义，成为你嘅仔女，今日喺地上。已经有盼望，今日地上经历你特别嘅恩典，已经系好大福气。我为到呢份恩情感恩，俾我哋有勇气，俾我哋有爱心，亦都有智慧去同身边人分享今日所听到嘅。主你好紧张人嗰个嘅得救， 你好紧张，人唔想受苦，求主帮助你，用我哋生命，用你见证，用你嘅口去分享呢份满有盼望嘅信息。求主恩领帮助我哋，祷奉基督耶稣名求， Amen。 今日咧，我哋有嘉宾嚟到咧当中分享，所以今日我就唔唱呢个回应诗歌，又唔唱呢个散会诗。今日我哋有嘉宾咧喺非洲嘅刚果 Congo 咧嚟分享。咁咧喺2016年咧，咁啊 Pastor Susie 咧 Congo 嚟到分享，话俾你听下非洲好大需要，成个非洲有 2 million 200万嘅中国人，特别喺刚果都好多中国人需要。佢话你帮我手啦咁样。所以原本上年咧2017年咧，谂住我咧去非洲刚果侍奉，不过突然间刚果政局出现咗动乱啦，跟住好多嘅绑架谋杀啦咁样，连联合国啲人都俾人杀头，所以话唔好去住，咁危险个头咁样。不过都冇放弃嘅，暂时唔去啫，暂时。不过咧有机会继续为啲地方咧去祈祷。今日咧即系 Pastor Susie 喺 Congo 嚟到咧，好多分享一下喺刚果佢侍奉嘅经历，佢见到需要，希望透过佢分享激励你哋为刚果祈祷。有机会咧同喺刚果同一齐去侍奉，将神交俾你。Pastor Susie 分享喺刚果嗰个侍奉，咁佢讲英文嘅，佢讲完之后咧，到最尾我一段嘅好短嘅总结，好嘛 ？Pass the time to Pastor Susie to share the gospel, the ministry in Congo.
Brothers and sisters, greetings from Congo.Before I share, I would like to read something in Revelation 7 from 9 to 10. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and people and languages, standing before the throne,and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Brothers, I want you to know that the world is going somewhere. Where the world is going, it's going towards a great gathering. God will gather people together. Who will be there in that gathering? People from every nation, every tribe, every languages.And then you wonder, what are they going to be doing? They are worshiping God. So why mission? Because there is no worship. Mission is God is gathering people from all nations together so that they will worship their Lamb. So I pray that all of us, we will participate in this great work that God is doing. This is the reason He has given us the Holy Spirit. Now I'm going to show you these slides. I think we begin from the beginning. Sorry, sister.We go from the beginning. Thank you. I will show you what we in Congo we are doing by God's grace. Our vision, we want to see Africa being transformed by the power of the gospel. That's our vision. So in order to do that,The first thing we do, we are planting 110 churches in Kinshasa. So this is the first thing we are doing. Secondly, we are training people who are planting churches. So as you see these young ladies and men, They are learning, they are studying how they can plant the churches and how they can establish these different churches. So this is the training part of that. Men and women, they are learning. Okay, now these are different churches. This is one church in one location. People are studying God's words in that mission, in that church. This is another church. You see, in a very remote places, that's where we plant the churches. This man is the pastor in this. This is another church. Again, as you see, we don't have buildings like here, but people sometimes they worship outside, and then we put things here and there just in order for people to gather and hear God's words. This is another church, and here is the pastor. In a very remote place, there people are worshiping God, they are learning the scriptures, and they are being prepared to be sent for the mission. As you can see, women are there, children are in these churches. Pastors is there preaching, teaching. You see a group of people following. And this is another church. It's called Mitendi Church. And this is a very remote place. So we have to go far away in the jungles areas like there to begin these churches. So from there, we will start a church which is already established. And the pastors and the church planters, yeah. And we begin by putting just branches like you see here so that people can gather to worship the Lord. This is the typical of the churches that we are planting there, just with little means, because we believe that the church is people first, it's not constructions. And people are preaching God's words, and people are following. As you can see. Okay, this is another church that we are planting to. You see, it's the same configurations, you know, just in a very poorest areas. That's where these churches are planted. Yes, the pastors is there. This is another church again, just in a very remote areas where there is nothing, but the people, they come together and they worship the Lord, as you can see what God is doing in these various areas. This is a teacher. She's teaching the church. We have also the intercession team. We spend a lot of time praying. Overnight meetings, people will come all the night just praying. Okay, this, please, we will come to that later. You can move it first. We go to the other. I will come to this later, please. Move it. I will come to this later if you can. Let's go. Let's keep moving. Okay, I do also training people at the university level. So you see, these are students, They are being trained in theology and mission so that they go everywhere to spread the gospel. So we are also involved in training leaders for the church at academic level. So this is what we do. Yeah, people are following the teaching, the students. Here again, still following the students, following the teaching. These are the graduates from this school. The graduates are there. They have also time to watch. These are the courses that they take, the module that we make, and this is their graduation when they finish training. We do also work in a village where there is nothing you can see. People are so poor. We go to the villages, 1,000 kilometers there, see the life of people, but we take the gospel into these villages. See, life there is very tough, but Jesus is there. We bring Jesus there. To get there, it's very hard. And also, God has called us to go to Côte d'Ivoire. We send missionaries in Africa. So we have a couple in Côte d'Ivoire. They are doing ministry. Here I am. I went there to begin that ministry in Côte d'Ivoire. Here where these two, the couples, are working with pastors here in that area. Okay, so the two were sent in Côte d'Ivoire. Okay. Yes, this is how we prepare these people to send them into mission. Send them into mission. Very good. Very good. Very good. Yes. Very good. Here, this sending ceremony, we are sending them to go to Côte d'Ivoire. Yes, praying for them. We help also people, prisoners, widows, all these people, they have nothing. They will eat once a day, but we do whatever we can. We fund food, we feed them. These are prisoners, people in the prisons. We go to the prison, we give them food and something to eat. Okay. And we do also mission among the politicians, those people who are leading. We preach them, we show them the gospel, the politicians. And this is what God is showing us to do to the politicians of our country. Okay, it's the same thing. Yeah, these are these politicians. They're giving their life to the Lord Jesus Christ. We do also youth ministries with young people, you know, training them so that they take the gospel to the ends of the earth. These are just young people that we train all the time. We have them in group. We want to see the transformation of Africa through the power of the gospel. Brother, please bring that Chinese slide. That's where I'm going to finish. Not yet. Okay. Please, this is the most important thing. You stop there, please, first. Yeah. In Congo, we have thousands of Chinese. They are coming to work in Congo. They have contracts with the government. They do roads. They are in enterprises. They are in business. Many, many Chinese are coming to the Congo. And then God spoke to us that we must give them the gospel. We must minister to all these Chinese who are coming to our country. So we put in place a team of missionaries just for ministering to the Chinese. What we do, we have Bibles in Cantonese and Mandarin. So we will go in their business place, in their shops, in their house, we will go and distribute, you know, the Bible to them. And after that, we will follow them in their various restaurants, trying to speak to them and share the gospel with these Chinese people in our cities. I want to tell you that this is our first fruit. This young lady, we gave her the Bible and she went home. She read the Bible for 3 days. And then she came and then started asking us, I would like to know the man that the Bible is talking about, this man Jesus. How I can know him? How I can be in relationship with him? So this man that you see here prayed and showed her the way, and this lady received Christ, her personal Savior and Lord. Now, her decision, she said, I'm going to marry a Congolese man so that he will show me better about Jesus Christ. And after that, I will take my husband. We are going back to China so that my family will know also the Lord Jesus Christ. You can go again. You see the slides. You see, here is the missionary, and here is the lady. And you see the lady, this is the husband that she married, and she's already in the church, always getting ready to go back to China. So we can stop there. So what I am asking you, please, 3 things. We would like to help our brothers and sisters from China, but we don't know the language, we don't know the culture, and we don't know how to do it. So that's why we need you. It's a Macedonian call. Please come help us. Come help us to, first of all, establish relationship, and second, to know the culture, and then how we can evangelize the Chinese. Only you can help us. Please, you do it in 3 ways. Pray for us. And secondly, anything you can give materially or financially will be appreciated. And the third, come. Please come and help us. We see China is becoming a big power, a great power in the world. And they are going to play a great role as they take the gospel. They will take the gospel to the ends of the earth. and they will also fund the gospel, the world mission. That's why we are convinced that the time has come for us to join what God is doing. And this mission is called diaspora among the Chinese. Please come, help us. Please come, help us. Thank you.
更加遠的地方，科特迪亞當中，離開了他們的看國地方，去到一個非常強國的地方，他們覺得科特迪亞派遣短宣隊，派遣的頂召出去去直堂宣教工作，也透過他們的神學訓練和門道訓練，幫助當地頂召更加成長，看一看，有個中國女人在那裡說，就是他們當地結了第一個果子，他說他將聖經梵體字、簡易聖經派給當地人，中國人有很多中國人在剛果那裡，很多是做餐館，有些是做生意，有些是做工程，他不懂他們的話，又不懂他們的文化，但懂派聖經，就有女人就拿聖經之後發起看一三日，他回頭告訴他們，我想認識這個耶穌是誰，就告訴他們，他告訴這個耶穌的救恩，接受了救恩之後，更加類似中國女士就說，從一個當地的剛果人結婚，希望認識基督耶穌，之後在大麻利的老公回到中國，再福音傳給中國家人，這是他們很興奮的第一個果 所以这个好的机会，把握机会一起去拍住相，将福音传给特别当地的中国人。好期待你们在非洲和一起同工，一起侍奉。这个是当中Susie分享一些重点。好，真的交给Mimi继续去有祈祷有奉献的时间。